hand out the literature.
Several speakers had addressed large and attentive congregations at the camp meeting in Rome, New York, on first day, September 12, 1875. The following night, I dreamed that a young man of noble appearance came into the room where I was immediately after I had been speaking. This same person has appeared before me in important dreams to instruct me from time to time during the past 26 years. Said he, "You have called the attention of the people to important subjects, which to a large number are strange and new. To some they are intensely interesting. The laborers in word and doctrine have done what they could in presenting the truth, which has raised inquiry in minds and awakened an interest. But unless there is a more thorough effort made to fasten these impressions upon minds, your efforts now made will prove nearly fruitless. Satan has many attractions ready to divert the mind, and the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches all combine to choke the seed of truth sown in the heart, and in most cases it bears no fruit. In every effort such as you are now making, much more good would result from your labors if you had appropriate reading matter ready for circulation. Tracts upon the important points of truth for the present time should be handed out freely to all who will accept them, without money and without price, which might eventually result in a 100-fold return to the treasury. You are to sow beside all waters. The press is a powerful means to move the minds and hearts of the people, and the men of this world seize the press and make the most of every opportunity to get poisonous literature before the people. If men under the influence of the spirit of the world and of Satan are earnest to circulate books, tracts, and papers of a corrupting nature, you should be more earnest to get reading matter of an elevating and saving character before the people. Tracts on health reform. There should be more earnest efforts made to enlighten the people upon the great subject of health reform. Tracts of 4, 8, 12, 16, and more pages containing pointed, well-written articles on this great question should be scattered like the leaves of autumn. Tracts in many languages. Small tracts on the different points of Bible truth applicable to the present time should be printed in different languages and scattered where there is any probability that they would be read. God has placed at the command of His people advantages in the press, which, combined with other agencies, will be successful in extending the knowledge of the truth. Tracts, papers, and books, as the case demands, should be circulated in all the cities and villages of the land. Here is missionary work for all to engage in.